you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos. Here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here from Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. Thanks for joining the show today. In today's show, we're really going to take a little bit of a little deep dive into some of the numbers of the previous Lego Harry Potter set. If you're new to the show, we talk about Lego news, we talk about Lego investing. We kind of put a reselling, kind of investing, also a fandom spin on. Before we get started, though, if you could, a couple of things that you can download, some free guides if you guys want. There's a little VIP calculator, and you'll kind of see it when I'm doing the show. You can download that at brickflips.com/ROI. And also, we have the latest retiring Lego sets. That is at brickflips.com/retire. All right, now that we get that out of the way, let's get right into the show. All right, guys, so if you guys don't know, Harry Potter, obviously they were around since the early 2000s. There were quite a bit of sets. Now, they really didn't go all in on the Harry Potter sets until 2018. And that's with the Philosopher's Stone and the Chamber of Secrets. So we're going to kind of start from that period, because that's actually a good period to look at. You know, we can look at some of the investments and what they're doing right now as far as, you know, kind of that spot of, you know, 2 to 3 years after it. So you can get an idea of what the return on investment are for some of those particular ones. Or you're looking at any type of Lego, there's always things that you want to look for. You want to look for little trends and things. People are going to talk about certain things. There's going to be things going on in the economy. There's going to be things going on as far as movies, new movies coming out. So Harry Potter is great because before there was such a huge push on these, you know, because the movies were just coming out and they were, as far as new movies coming out, we're not going to really see much. I mean, I know there's some stuff that's planned coming out. And as you can see with the Google Trends, I mean, there's different dips and everything. A lot of the times around Christmas time, it seems to be a really big search. And I'll show you when you look at some of the data in there, the months that it's, you know, coming up for the searches. So this is some data, like as far as just anybody typing in Google, Lego, Harry Potter, this is just for Google. So these are Google data, but there's 90,000 searches a month for it. So that's very popular. That's definitely up there from as far as some of the other sets. And as you can see, it does peak around the quarter four of the Christmas time. So in November, you start seeing more searches in December, you know, as far as some, you know, difference from the other year. And that's going to vary. If there's some other movie out, maybe it's a little bit more during that release of it, they might have some different searches in there. But this is overall data. Now, the other important data is if we're looking at sales data, what people are actually typing in the different marketplaces. For Amazon, just for Lego Harry Potter, it's 40,000 searches per month. And then obviously there's some other searches in there, and you can see the, you know, different volumes of like Harry Potter sets is obviously a longer term. But you get the idea. I mean, these are very popular as far as searching, and even on eBay too. I mean, we're going to look at some eBay data right here. This is from Terapeak, and you can see this is how much was sold in the past year, over 3.8 million in new set sales. So this is a pretty big chunk of it as far as that. There's quite a bit of popularity, again, you know, around the quarter four, the gift giving time season. That's, you know, when things go up as far as that. But, you know, just so you guys get the idea, there's quite a bit of popularity with these sets. So it's definitely something that you want to take a look at. You want to look and see if this could fit in your portfolio for some of these sets. So as you can notice, you know, 2018, they got quite a number of sets here. There was like 15, you know, maybe like 12 or 13, 14, and then 2019. And then look at 2020. I mean, that's a lot. And then they really pumped it up into 2021. Look at this. That's a lot of sets right there coming out. And then the same thing with 2022. You know, we're starting to see these other sets out there. These aren't all of the sets that are out, I believe. But there's quite a bit of number of sets that have come out for this theme. Now, not all of them are going to be great. They're not going to be winners. The sets that we're going to look at, just to give you an idea of where they are. First one that we're going to take a look at is the Expecto Patronium. And this is a little nice little set. This is because it wasn't too big. It was, you know, quite a smaller box set. What I got them for is I averaged out a cost average out of $12.39 for each one. at the time that I did get these, I think these were on, yeah, these are definitely on sale. I think this was a mix of kind of getting clearance finds and also just getting regular big, you know, finds as well. But as you can see, I mean, with this, I mean, you know, if we just sell this today at $44, it would be 163% return on investment. So now this retired in 2020, so we're halfway through 2022 as the filming of this, so that's it's a little over 2 years. Now that one is, I wouldn't say that this is a great one. It's not too bad. I mean, this one, I'm still actually holding on to this one because I think I actually got a lot of these after. See, the retirement dates are when they stop producing them. So, I mean, you can look at the whole trends of this stuff, and this is on Keepa. If you haven't seen my video, there's a Keepa video up there, and that kind of gives you an idea of how to use this. But, you know, as you can see, the Keepa data is pretty solid in here. Now, even around Q4 of 2021, you know, you could still sell this, you know, roughly for about $30 in there. So that was still a pretty good deal as far as, you know, getting that. But just to give you an idea of where this is at, I mean, right now, this is not going to be the 300% return on investment kind of thing. Also, too, just keep in mind, any of these that we do have in here, I just factored in the Amazon fees. So if you're selling this on eBay, there's going to be a different cost associated with that. It'll be a little bit less than the fees, but your shipping, you would have to be shipping it out to them. So you'd have to figure that out. And also, too, just so you know, is that some of these on eBay, they don't necessarily go for the same price. So always check on your comps, what I like to call the comps, and that's your eBay sold. And this is kind of where you can figure out like what it's selling for currently, you know, because people are actually buying it at these prices right here. And generally on Amazon, they're going to be a little bit higher. People are going to pay a little bit more on Amazon. It's just how it is with Amazon. So always do your comps and figure that out. Also look at your shipping costs, because those are all part of this equation right here. So this might not be the exact number that you get, but if I were to send this into Amazon, I only pay them maybe 50 cents per unit is what I'm averaging, maybe a little bit more than that, 75 cents at the most. So I would probably add another 75 cents on that because I'm shipping it into Amazon. And then after that, this is where I would get that return on investment. So just be aware of that. So the next set that we're going to look at is the Hogwarts Whomping Willow. Now this one's a little bit bigger. So I think it's like this big. So this one does take up some room in there. I remember this one, I think there was a Black Friday deal for this one, if I remember correctly. I'm not really too sure, but my average price buy cost was $42, which is pretty good if it was well below the sale price of $100, the MSRP price. So I got a good deal on this one. You know, and that's what I'm saying. These are the things that you got to look for. If there's a really good deal on some of these things, then definitely want to pull the trigger. As it stands right now, if I were to sell this, I would get 77% return on investment. Now, this one was retired in 2021. So this dish just retired not too long ago. So right now it's still kind of peaking up there. It has to go through these things, you know, where a lot of these sets are going to they're going to be really great. And then they're going to tail off a little bit. And then once the kind of stock goes from a lot of the sellers that don't want to wait for whatever their good price is, then it does, price goes up. So when the supply is a little bit lower, that's when you want to sell it. And usually that's about a year to 2 years. I mean, it's not a science for every single set. Some sets I actually don't even hold on that long. I feel like sometimes when I get to a certain point, then I do let them go. And I just, you know, reinvest that money into something else. So I'm still making out on it. I'm not making as high of a return investment. But I think this one is going to do really well. The price that I got it at was really good. So I expect this one to do pretty well, even if it gets up at $150, you know, within by maybe quarter four, it could be that high. Maybe after the next year, it could be around that price point. But that's kind of a good spot to have it at. So probably around quarter four, that's going to be well over 100% of this year at least. So that's a really good set. So that's kind of the things I look for. You know, obviously the pricing, the buy cost that you get is one thing. But also other thing that I consider is the size of it too. I mean, how many can I store? Because those are the things you got to do. When you're really buying a lot of sets, you have to worry about storage. You have to know where you're going to put all this stuff. But one of the last set that we're going to look at is Aragog's Lair. Now, this one came out, this one was in 2018. I got these an average cost of $9. And selling this one today, you know, these are going for $50+. So this is a 375% return on investment. The cool thing about this one is that it's small. It's a small box. I had, I don't know, gosh, I think I had like 75 or 80 of these ones right here. Because they were really small. I had come into a huge supply of them, and I just boxed them up into, I don't know how many per box, but however many could fit in a box. And it was great because it would just didn't take up much space, and I just put it in my storage, and it's off there. So I did sell. I sold some of them for a little bit lower than that at the quarter four of this previous year. I looked at some of my numbers, but I still have some left that I can send in. You know, I don't think it's really going to peak too much more as far as what somebody would pay for this set, but you know, that's, it's still pretty good. I mean, if I could sell this even for $50 right now, I mean, I think I'm going to send these in to be honest with you, because I have to look at this. So this is a really good set. I mean, and this is kind of the data, so you can see how many people are actually buying this at the price that it is. Even if it's $30, $40, I mean, it's still like you're getting like 1-2 sales. You're getting about 6 sales a month, so it's not a huge thing. So that's where you have to look at those things. Like, do you want to hold on to it? I mean, am I really going to get more return on investment on this? Like, honestly, like, even like 200% is fantastic. And that's why I sold most of them around that point, because it was a really good return on investment for that period of time. And that's one of the things that I look at. But I try to hold on to it a little bit. You know, I sell off most of them, and then I hold on to a little bit. Those are the things that I kind of look at. And, you know, as far as this theme right here, you know, with these are a little bit older sets. The new ones, they're going to be different. I mean, there's going to be a different supply of them. There's going to be probably the same demand, to be honest with you. I don't think the demand's going to be, but the supply might be a little bit more. As you can see, I mean, Lego is just, they still are making way more these sets, and look at how many sets are from 2021 to 2022. And obviously they did this knowing that the Harry Potter 20th anniversary was coming up. So I think that's why they did a huge push for this. So if you're watching this on YouTube, take a look at our podcast. There's going to be an episode that I'm just doing a podcast on, and it's going to go a little bit more deep dive into the golden anniversary Harry Potter minifigures. And, you know, we're going to look a little bit more on those particular sets and see why those ones are really good to grab. If you want to take a look, I mean, we can look at some of these newer sets in here. One of the things I know that they've been doing more of is these kind of like book sets. But as far as investing in these, I'm not really too really keen on them myself. I don't have many of them. The only ones I really have, I believe it or not, is the gift for purchase one. There was like a Monsters book one that was just exploding right now. So I do have that one. I have a ton of those ones. But these, I don't know. I just, the price point and everything for these ones compared to some of the other stuff, for me, I don't think I'm going to invest too much in these. Unless the price is really good. But I think one of the things about these ones that's you have to be aware of too is that people are going to want all of the books. They're going to just want them all. They kind of go along with the collector's edition. They had really nice build in there. They look similar to that because they had the books in there. Very nicely done sets. And I think if you kind of fold them up, you know, people might like want to display them as all the books. So that's the only thing that maybe that could be going for you. You know, like I said, in the podcast, I'm going to go over the golden ones that I'm looking at, that I've been really delving into. So if you could take a look at that, I'll put a link above where you can go and you can listen to our podcast. Well, hopefully you enjoyed this episode today. And so I really thank you. Thank you very much, guys, for all of your support. I really appreciate it. And I'll see you guys on the next show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on BrickFlips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@BrickFlips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.